everyone. My name is Xiufen Li. You also call me Sophia. I am a postdoc from Texas A&M AgriLife Research Center at Beaumont. Today, I would like to share and discuss some of my research on organic rice with you. And the title of my presentation is Effect of Seeding Rate on Plant Growth, Grain Yield, Yield Components, and Weed Density of Organic Rice. U.S. plants about 2.7 million acres of rice in 2011, of which 1.8 is organic rice. Actually, this number has increased to 3.2 in 2016. And the planting acreage of organic rice in the U.S. has increased about six times. With the increasing demand of organic rice, the understanding of the effect of management practices on organic rice production is of significance. Among the practices, the effect of selection of rice variety and seeding rate play key roles in enhancing productivity. The effect of seeding rate on conventional rice system is well documented. However, it's the information on organic rice is still limited. So researchers and producers are facing three challenges to be urgently addressed. The first challenge is that limited reference data is available for researchers on organic rice, since rice in flooded paddies is different from most other crops in drylands. So the organic practices developed for other crops are hardly to apply to rice. The second challenge is most seeding rate studies emphasize the optimizing rough rice yield, while little consideration is given to milling quality. Third, although the price for organic rice is two or three times for conventional rice, however, it costs more to produce. So the producers might still be stuck by high costs and limited guidance for producing organic rice. Thus, optimized management practices that can increase grain yield of quality organic rice as well as reduce the produce costs is of significance. So, two objectives in this study are, first, to evaluate the effect of seeding rate on organic rice growth, grain yield, yield component, milling quality, and weed density in organic rice. The second is to identify the optimum agronomic seeding rate with high coefficient of yield and yield components, and the optimum economic seeding rate with high milling quality and maximum economic returns in organic rice. In this study, two continued years of experiment were conducted at Texas A&M AgriLife Research Center at Beaumont. And each year, the experiment was arranged in a randomized complete block design with four replications. And the total number of plots in each year was seven seeding rate by two cultivars by four replications, which is 15.3 plots in each year. The seven seeding rate included 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 seedlings per square feet, and we convert the unit to seedlings per square meters to keep consistent with literature. And the two cultivars drill seeded are an inbred Presidio and a hybrid XL753. So the agronomic traits evaluated included the plant development, crop production, and weed density. And this table shows the significance of the main effects and interactions of seeding rate and variety on plant density, plant height, plant biomass, grain yield, panicle number, Due to the limited time, I didn't put the harvest index, milling quality, and other panicon, the yield components here, but we have those data in our manuscript. So the one star in the table means p-value less than 0.5, and two stars means p-value less than 0.1, and three star means p-value less than 0.0001, and in means insignificant effect. So generally, the rice cultivar had a significant effect on all agronomic traits evaluated in both years. And the seeding rate had a significant effect on plant density, plant biomass, grain yield, panicle number, while insignificant effect on plant height, as well as harvest index and milling quality. In contrast, the interactions of variety and seeding rate had insignificant effect on all agronomic traits. Effect of seeding rate on grain yield. The grain yield of organic rice linearly increased with the increase of seeding rate. At the highest seeding rate, 431 seedlings per square meters, the average grain yield of XL753 is about 7.5 tons per acre, and that is 3.5 tons per acre for Presidio. And the variations in grain yield between varieties is significant. And in 2014, the grain yield of inbred Presidio is just like 75% of the XL753. And that is, the value is only 36% of the XL753 in the second year, which the variations between the 2 years might be due to the replanting in the second year. Because in the 2015, we have a severe flooding weather, so we replant our rice. Effect of seeding rate on yield components were evaluated, including the panicles, the number of panicles, the spikelets per panicle, the field grains per panicle, and the 1,000 grain weight. And due to the limited time, we only show the rice panicle here, because rice panicles are the most important yield component contributing to grain yield. There is a positive correlation between them has been reported. The linear relationship between the seeding rate and panicle number is different from that in conventional rice system. In conventional rice system, in the literature, the rice panicles was best described by a quadratic equation, and whether at the range of at the seeding range of 15 to 125 kilogram per hectare. And the greatest rice panicles were observed during 75 to 100 kilogram per hectare. So the cautions should be exercised when apply the optimum seeding rate in conventional rice system to organic rice system. Effect. Although the effect of seeding rate on grain yield and plant development were significant, the effect on milling quality was insignificant. In organic rice, the average whole grain rate was about 61%, and the average total grain rate was about 73%. Those were a little bit higher than conventional rice. That's good. And of the two varieties, although the XL753 had, like as we just discussed, higher plant height, dry biomass, grain yield, and most milling yield components, the Presidio, the inbred Presidio, had a better whole grain weight. Yes, the Presidio had a better whole grain rate. The XL753 was just like 90% of that of Presidio. Effect of seeding rate on wheat density. Three wheat species detected in the organic rice field were barnyard grass, hemp sedge banyan, and rice black sedge. The wheat stress under higher seeding rate were lower than that under lower seeding rate. And here are two pictures showing the wheat stress at high seeding rate and low seeding rate. Besides the agronomic data as we just talked about, the economic analysis has also been done by Dr. Watkins at University of Arkansas and our group. And to determine the seeding rate, the optimum, economic optimum seeding rate that maximizes returns above the cost of seed. He converted the seeding rate unit to pounds per acre based on the 1,000 seed weight. And then, based on his evaluation, he concluded that the economic optimum seeding rate for Presidio was 71 pounds per acre, that is 80 kilograms per hectare. And for XL753, well, 42 pounds per acre, that is 47 kilograms per hectare. These are the economic optimum seeding rate for two varieties to receive the maximum return. Summary. So, appropriate rice variety plus optimum seeding rate are critical for high yielding in organic rice production. The seeding rate had a significant effect on plant density and dry biomass, but insignificant effect on plant height. Seeding rate linearly increased the grain yield, but insignificantly influenced the harvest index, milling quality, field grains per panicle, and 1,000 grain weight. The plant development, grain yield, and milling quality wheat density was significantly affected by the rice varieties. So, in theory, the optimum seeding rate are 94 kilograms per hectare for XL753 and 106 for Presidio, the inbred Presidio. After economic analysis, the optimum seeding rate are 47 kilograms per hectare for XL753 and 80 kilograms per hectare for Presidio. Thank you very much for your attention. Yeah, that's a great question. Because I think the two varieties, the hybrid XL753 and the inbred Presidio, they have different response to wheat stress because they have different tillering abilities. In organic rice, the tillers of the hybrid XL753 is less than that in conventional rice. In conventional rice, I think it can reach 11 to 12. But in organic rice, it's just 1.2 to 1.5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for high, Presidio, it's just one. Yeah. Yeah, great question. Because due to the limited time, I didn't show the complete like the economic analysis process. Because in theory, we just consider the agronomic part. You can see the grain yield just linearly increased with the seeding rate. So we estimate the highest seeding rate could be better to maximize the grain yield. But in the future, maybe we can just use a wider seeding rate. Then we can see whether the grain yield will increase at a lower rate, or they will just keep consistent, keep the trend of linear. For economic analysis, it consider both the seed price, the rice price, and the organic management practice, the cost and the facility cost. Then it just give us like even broke out even point. Yeah. The economic optimum seeding rate varied among the seed price and also the rice price. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So